whatever action we perform, it entirely depends on our motivation, whether that work becomes good or bad. So in this cyclic existence or in this world, there are many sentient beings such as humans and etc. So all they are naturally in nature, they all want happiness and doesn't want suffering. So they have same nature or same wish to have happiness and doesn't want suffering. So we should train our mind or generate a motivation to, so being a Mahayanist or Mahayana practitioner, one should maintain a motivation to have one should not seek happiness and liberation for oneself. One really needs to generate a love and compassion to all sentient beings, and to start for the enlightenment for the sake of those sentient beings. So finally, at this moment, we have a capability to practice the Dharma, and for that, one should really arouse a motivation that I should really strike hard to get enlightened for the sake of sentient beings. For that, I will practice I'll do my practice and overcome all my negativities or for that one should think that one will overcome all the negativities and non-qualities, or say get rid of one's unwholesomes, and to bring all sentient beings to the enlightenment or liberate from sentient beings, I should strive hard to overcome all my negativities and unwholesomes and strive hard to get enlightened for the sake of all sentient beings.
Okay.
To overcome one's negativities and unwholesomes and acquire all the good qualities, to do that one needs to hear the teachings. For that purpose, to become enlightened for the sake of sentient beings, and for that one should try to overcome one's negativities and acquire all the good qualities. For that, I should listen to this particular teaching. No. So, we'll do a few minutes meditation.
Yeah, that is the ending of the lojon. Oh, then me. Oh, to the Marty. Oh, to the Chess. To see, sir.
So, today we'll start with our commentary on 7-point mind training.
Oh, then the answer that lojon, then the mala, and lose it. Mengo doesn't need more to send him on Japanese. What the name is that the Mengo de Pay, the Nipe doesn't know it. What the negata, Nemo Matu de Pa, Jamba Seba, and the Nets of Jamba Seba, Otten Chavalas of Attendant Jamba Seba, Attendate the Sutton Rabbit. What the name, and the corners of my sentry, or Lama Senimba.
So this 7-point mind training starts from this, saying these instructions are the essence of the nectar. They have been passed down from Salimba, means. And this instruction, which is instruction is like an essence of nectar, which can overcome our sickness or disease and disturbing emotions and death. And this particular teaching is being passed down or being descended from the great teacher Dhamma Matri or Salimpa, and then down to Choje and until up to us.
What the name is that, and then the Anikarasavata, Lojon Tenzin Mate, the name of the Gishin Chenkabas in the Tenepe, Sunju Semba, Bodhisattva, Pim, Sipigateta, Nyolen Chembo, Kepa Chembo, Shibuchi Shuri, Tigitandi.
And this teaching has been lineaged down from Salimpa, this mind training has come down to the great yogi or practitioner Bodhisattva Geshe Chekawa, and he composed the 7-point mind training. And the main teaching or the benefits of this seven-point mind training is stated here from the root text is they are like a diamond, the sun, and the medicinal tree. Medicinal tree, understand the purpose and so forth of these texts. So this teaching is like a diamond, which represent the diamond and the sun, which represent the first diamond represents the bodhicitta or enlightened mind. Tangbodhi changju sembo la rumsi. Nibodhi tiondame changju sembo. The diamond and the sun is the just an example which stands for diamond stands for the bodhicitta or altruistic intention, and the sun stands for the ultimate bodhicitta or ultimate altruistic intention. So the main teaching is of this this teaching is about the both bodhicitta and the ultimate bodhicitta.
What the name is that the Bride and the two senator, Chitila, and the Taba Membe Chito, Taba Chimbi Chiseta, Chitila, the Nisum Maras. So that the name is that Taba Membe Chiti, you go at the carriage senator, Monzo Rank Danza Sergi, Danza Sergi, Nepatonchin Jusegi, Danza Sinjuri. They pass Seago, $10, Poyag $10, and the Taba Membe Chiti.
So, Buddha has taught the two kinds of teachings, which are the Hinayana and the Mahayana teaching. And the purpose of teaching, the Mahayana, purpose of giving Mahayana teaching is that we have this self-grasping, which is the source of or which is the basis for, to receive or to come all the negativities. So to overcome that negativity, which is self-grasping, Buddha has taught the Hinayana teaching. No.
What today is that day from. Mevazoya Danza de Mevashebe in the Tabala and it Tony to be Sherub Rubber,
no
Tony to be Sherub, that's so Tashi Nijim and it's Tony to be Sherub. That day to be Sunju says and Ote Paponia Tenda, the Sumares.
So to overcome that, the self grasping attitude. Buddha and the method to overcome that self-grasping attitude, Buddha has taught the wisdom realizing emptiness.
What the name is that? 다 랑 징즈 생지 알았어. 랑 징즈 생데 랑 지부 비게 타바 탄데 이거. 아 텐데기 로지 알았대. 다 스탄시아나 타바 멤버라테 리비 알았어. 아 텐데다 타바 쳔볼라시아나 랑 지부 안데 비게 코알레 타바 테니야 와테 랑 징즈 세그레. 데 타바 쳔볼시아나 아 테바 쳔레도 알았어.
And we have another negativity which is self-cherishing attitude. And in terms of Hinayana practice, this is not the negativity. And it's not the negativity. But in terms of Mahayana teaching or Mahayana practice, the self-cherishing attitude is to be abandoned and no tabo chumbul the any generous decision on the pango words. So in terms of Mahayana teaching, the self cherishing attitude is the negative one, and we should abandon that self cherishing attitude. No.
What in the is that tell the ranchings and that
So, and Rinpoche emphasized here is that that which is called self-cherishing attitude is to be abandoned.
What is that? That is when Goya la, and it is because of some changes. Because of some changes.
So, I've been misinterpreted something from the beginning. We have that diamond and the sun, which the diamond represents the conventional bodhicitta, and the sun represents the ultimate bodhicitta. So, yep. This, and to overcome that self-cherishing attitude, our Lord Buddha has taught the conventional bodhicitta or conventional altruistic intention to overcome. It's been taught to overcome that self-cherishing attitude. Now.
Bodhi chitta se te ghar se na raan le pe sinche shen cheba zwane ane te pege ta dunga tanche de dhane ane dawa la pusu tsuba jilang gaya ka tinde ge ta sinche yin ye ta te raan chibi tene tene pe te chaya ta kwa ki ka kuyo ar ka thuyo ar es
and the bodhi chitta or the altruistic mind here means that which the bodhicitta is the mind which we cherish others more important than oneself and they cherish others more important than oneself and they work for the happiness and the happiness for others, and if so that the bodhicitta or in altruistic intention has the power to get rid of that self-cherishing attitude.
And the leg is saying you put them on the jilly chevayina or the name, Mazoga Jilatachi, ranching the same thing, man who wore it, as he ain't the same delay you wore it, and it's a Yamabatan gold who wore it, and it's a Latin, and it's a Pigi, Yamabuchi, the Dungala Subato, and the Negati Mendeva Tonshi, and it's a Negiva Sege, Mabache, Tonshi Yores.
So, if we are being able to generate those two bodhicitta, one is the conventional bodhicitta and the ultimate bodhicitta, so if one is if one can generate those two minds or bodhicittas in within oneself, then one can one can overcome all the disturbing emotions, and one can overcome all the disturbing emotion. Disadvantages plus, and we can also one can also overcome the self-cherishing others, and one can develop the practice of cherishing others more important than oneself.
Yep.
And so this teaching, which is very profound and extensive, and also can help and can benefit benefit us a lot, but to practice this kind of teaching, we face lots of obstacles to practice that kind of teaching. And not only that, at this time of age is the degeneration, the time of degeneration, or the time of degeneration. So we have many obstacles occurring, occurring or coming to us while or when we practice this extensive and profound teachings. No.
So in
this time of degeneration, we face many obstacles to practice, to do the practice. And this particular teaching, which help us to turn all the obstacles this particular teaching help us to transform all obstacles into good qualities, and also the Rumbuji Parje don't any Tungay no Jurus.
Oh, Parje, Parje, the Tijan of Anjava.
No, and in Galgindi?
Gaja Tos Java. She did Bangajina Mandova, she did in Tos Nova.
Yes. So, and then also the obstacles, and then the things which contradicts with our practice, they all turns into one's friend into one's friends. Now, So there are many historical stories about this teaching, how it passed on from our great master to this time. But if I go if I tell all these historical stories here, then it eats lots of time. We won't be able to finish this teaching.
Ta tendo ngone de botel sa shen de le kharso wa ta lo jo tendo ma sen ta ten sen de yores
no
tendo ni mor wa dala ro
no
lo jo tendo ma sen ta ten sen de yores te jaro so tena ya bo yores
no so this teaching has been called or designated as 7-point mind training. And 7-point here means it has 7 main practices to be done in this practice. So it would be nice if you can able to write down the 7 points. No, take a note of 7 points. No.
What is that? That tombo de la nen gendro tenji chi temba asen gendro no ba. Gendro tenji chi temba asen da tombo de.
So the first point is the preliminary supporting Dharma practices. No, preliminary supporting Dharma practices.
That ni ba de la ni ni je shong ju je san yang wa ni je.
No. And the second one is the second point is which is the actual teaching and which is training the mind in the path to enlightenment. Training the mind. Turning the mind in the path to enlightenment.
What is that? That's somebody, any change, cross Jabarova, Mr. Change at the change at that cross by Jabarova.
And third point is bringing unfavorable conditions into the path to enlightenment. Bringing unfavorable conditions into the path to enlightenment.
Ane tse chi ge ta me tse chi ge ta nyong le, de ba? Me tse chi ge nyong le se ta tse chi ge nyong le se, wo tu zhi ba ti su chi le.
The fourth point is integrating the practices in a single lifetime. Integrating the practices in the single lifetime.
Lon Yongbe says that Loya Yangin, Tan Nijin, a lo shower is there, Major Pensi, Pitamarajan, Pishojin, and Jobajita, Shan, the Prince of Shoes, or Shanju Yoro, the Dishunta, then Lot Shane, and the Pigata, the song is said with the Diddy, isn't it? What was in the time? Lo Shan, it says, Lord, Lon Yangin.
And the fifth one is the measure of a trained mind or the criteria of a trained mind. So why we are saying that criteria or the measure of the trained mind is it's showing the level of that you have trained now when you reach particular stage or your mind has been practiced or been trained up. This stage is called after practicing and for reaching certain stage is called now this is the criteria or the measure of trained mind.
What need ta chupate yes mo
no
ta chupate ne lojon chupate mar
chupate The sixth one is the commitments of mind training, and commitments here are we will be giving out and discussing on this topic. Means the commitment here is saying these things should be done or this thing should not be done. So, and by doing this, we're making commitments in one's mind. So the sixth one is the commitments of mind training. And the seventh one is the advice regarding mind training. So it's like it's given like you know the what kind of advice mother gives to her children, like do this and that and that. So it's like that. It's advice from the teaching what practice should be done or what has to do. No. So having this seven chapter or seven particular outlines, this teaching has been called or designated as 7-point mind training. So now we'll start our teaching from the preliminary supporting Dharma practices. In the root check itself, there's just a single line or sentence about preliminary practices, which is initially trained in the preliminary. This is the single sentence or line from the root text.
What is that?
Our actual practice is about the bodhicitta, or about two kinds of bodhicitta. So this practice is sort of like same like the Lamrim practice is the Lamrim teaching. The actual teaching of the Lamrim is about is the third scope or the third scope. And so the two preliminary practices in the Lamrim is the two so preliminary practice of the Lamrim is second scope and the middling scope. So here it is same it's also the same that the practice, the actual practice here is the two kinds of bodhicitta, or it's the practice of the third skull, and the initial preliminary practice is of the two scopes, like initially small scope and the middling scope.
What do you mean? That the Shibichungi Kolo, Anitana de Zangabe, Tisno Yores, Tanjonyanga Tella Lomebe, Yonga Kanga Chenin, which is Dos in a Tati, Tanjotu Matopani, Shibichungi Koneta, to Todor Hotel, Tanjotu Matopani.
So about the teaching on of the small scope, Jitsongapa has stated about how difficult it is to achieve the precious human rebirth, which has the freedoms and leisure. During the teaching of small scope, this has been taught. Which, I mean, they taught about the how difficult of getting or achieving this human rebirth, which has the freedoms and leisure, freedoms and endowments. So the reason why the teaching of it's been taught that how difficult this human rebirth is to achieve, and with achieve which has the leisure, freedoms, and endowments. It's because to overcome all the sufferings and acquire all the good qualities. One should practice the Dharma, and to practice the Dharma. It should be a being to practice the Dharma, and about the being, among the beings, all beings are not capable all beings are not able to practice the Dharma, and it is the only human or a human being is the only suitable or has the capability to practice the Dharma, and for this is how. This is why this teaching that how difficult it is to achieve human rebirth, to have human rebirth, and which has freedoms and endowments. No. But in general, the all human beings are good, but all human beings they cannot practice the Dharma, and to practice the Dharma, one should have all the aspects, or should have all the conditions to practice the Dharma.
What the name is 다 간절히 제가 세상나 다 못되네 비겠다 많이 받 많이 받 취해가는 거지 그거를 지금 매번 캐는 거이나 아니 되게 안 지루하라 배도야 말했어 내가 취해가 캐는 거지 그거를
so all as we said before that all human beings cannot practice Dharma or cannot or are not suitable to practice Dharma. To practice the Dharma, there should be a person who accepts the Dharma or who agrees there is a Dharma. And a person who is non-believer of the Dharma or does not agree there is a Dharma or the practice, so we can say the atheist. So that kind of person is not suitable to for practicing Dharma.
Other name is a touchy, a messy lumba, tendigate me, or is tendigate, or the pento romanus. And then Anjos embaton, and then me.
And also, and a human beings in a place where the Dharma doesn't exist, they cannot practice the Dharma. And a person who is deaf cannot practice the Dharma because they cannot hear the Dharma. No.
What is that? Hajong umbotobo san mesibete ko patte yusigeles tendemete yoya maras mures.
And also there are some people who have all the organs or like cannot have all the physical, there's nothing wrong in their physical, but they are very that's very unintelligent, or they cannot, you know, they are some kind of person who does not learn anything. So that kind of person is not also suitable to practice the Dharma. No. And there are some person in this world who has committed huge or heinous crimes have killed their mother or their father. A person who had committed that kind of heinous crimes, then. Even they can practice the Dharma, but they cannot develop any realization in their they cannot gain any realization even they practice the Dharma.
What they are doing is chill, ba, gawo ya ba, ane pi chi sherab ya bo ya ba, ane chi zendri ya bo, ba zendri ya ba.
So a person who practices the Dharma should have to practice the Dharma. One should have great faith, or one should have one is very happy to, one have very happy to do this practice, and one have good intelligence or sharp mind, and one should be very enthusiastic or enthusiasm, and one hasn't got any bad disease, or have good health. So this kind of person can practice the Dharma. No?
That's 매바조 토야가 된대게 다시 상보 된대게 배 탄랑이 없어 땡에가 어 집에 만노와 만주와 어 들리지 연애 제야 제대 같이 강가를 준 거란 말에 근데 그걸 좀 버렸어 근데 또 도망 버대게 맞서 제대네 아마 안 난조 받으래 집에 잡아지 안 감자 또 빠져라시 어 들리지 치고 그랬어 버렸어
And so after here, one should this kind of person is really suitable to practice the Dharma, and the teaching which we should practice is there should be a teaching which has included all the instructions of that one in to overcome. Teaching or which has the instruction that we can overcome the root of suffering, which is disturbing emotion, and this should be a teaching which has been a teaching which has been practiced by the great yogis, which has been analyzed by the great yogis, and then they've been contemplated by great yogis, and been practiced been meditated by the great yogis who have developed the great realization by practicing such teachings. So such teachings should be called Dharma, and all the teachings does not mean the Dharma.
What then is that? Chi Teng Eg, the Lama Te, what then is Chi Pig, called Zambaya Boyova, and the Chi Tigata Chi, Suna Pig Nolanchi, Tupas, Yoshi, and then they can buy Mano Mandrava Tengi, Tendishi, a kitchen bush, what is.
And a guru who taught the Dharma should be a teacher who has all the qualities to teach the Dharma, and one should have all the qualities to be a teacher or to teach the Dharma, and also it's great if the teacher has attained certain realization will be a better. So to do a true practice or good practice, one should need all these conditions